Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Doyle Alexander. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis bunts towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Molitor. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Salazar. Riles reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sviem strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a pop-up off the glove of Whitaker, and into shallow right field. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock strikes out. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar bunts towards third. Riles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Salazar trying to get to third. Yount throws the ball into Riles, who tags Salazar for the out. Trammell moves to second. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Trammell scores. It's Tigers, 1, Brewers, 1. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Riles hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pettis. Riles reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviem hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettis strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knight is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Knight hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riles is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 3 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Yount steals second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock is walked intentionally. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salazar moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Higuera. Salazar scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trammell moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knight is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Knight hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Chuck Krim now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner catches it and throws to second with Svium covering, to double up Lemon. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Riles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Gantner. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Svium is 0-for-3 in the game. Svium strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.